Here are the latest Manchester City headlines. I'm Bobby Jackson. City will kick off the new year at Chelsea on Sunday, eager to move on from their recent COVID-19 outbreak and get back to putting pressure on Premier League leaders Liverpool. The match cast into question when COVID-19 forced City to close facilities and postpone Monday's game at Everton is set to go ahead after the visitors return to training on Wednesday. Surging infections in London and the postponement on Wednesday of Tottenham's match at Fulham, Chelsea's West London neighbours, raised doubts, but the Premier League is confident fixtures can go ahead. City said in a statement, "Safety remains our number one priority and the club will continue to proceed with great caution. The bubble will undergo further testing in the coming days, the results of which will inform and dictate the next steps." Moving on, reports suggest that Manchester City are now in the race to try and sign Bayern Munich's David Alaba. Bayern Munich are currently unwilling to meet Alaba's salary demands, and that means clubs are free to start discussions with Alaba from January 1st without having to contact Bayern first. There is already a relationship, of course, between Bayern Munich and Manchester City following their deal for Leroy Sané last summer, and it's understood City's interest in the Austria international goes back over the last few years. Finally, Phil Foden's goal in the 4-1 Carabao Cup win over Arsenal has been shortlisted for goal of the round. The England and City playmaker raced on to Fernandinho's clever pass before lifting the ball over the Arsenal goalkeeper to make it 3-1 and all but seal City's place in the semi-finals. Foden's goal is one of five up for the public vote. The full list sees Josh De Silva of Brentford, Arsenal's Alexandre Lacazette, Manchester United striker Edinson Cavani and Tottenham defender Ben Davies also named. That's all for now. We'll have more later.